Blog Talk Radio.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. Think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Listeners, I see you in the building. I see we got Maryland, we got North Carolina,
representing. And we're broadcasting live out of New Jersey for all that's listening. And we've been going back and forth, Philly, New Jersey, New York, this week, truly amazing week for the past couple of weeks. And everybody, you know, we're getting ready for L.A. Yes, L.A., we're excited about it. We're getting ready for Men's Fashion Week. We're going to make history. The Nikki Rich Show is actually Men's Fashion Week. It's the first exact Men's Fashion Week. It's the only one in the United States. It's their first year. And guess who's a part of it? The Nikki Rich Show. We were asked to come and broadcast live and interview live. So we're going to cover this amazing show. And we're pumped up about what's to come. 2013 is not over. Some are winding down, but we are just getting it cranked up, I tell you. And we're getting geared up for our special guest. We're so pumped up. We got Miss Nicole Martin again, and we got Chanel Williams in the building. And you can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. If you press the 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to our guest for today. And you can follow us on our social networking sites because we do have our site open. And we want you to let us know that you're tuned in. And we're going to shout you out here on the Nikki Rich Show because we greatly appreciate all the supporters here. And if it wasn't for you, we would not have over 450,000 listeners. And it's real. And it's real. And that's just only on the Nikki Rich Show Network. You know, that's the Nikki Rich Show Network. But the Nikki Rich Show is also broadcasting, and you can hear us as well on TuneIn Radio. You can also go to iTunes and download the podcast as well. And you can go to College Underground Radio. College Underground Radio, for all the college students out there listening in, you can go to collegeundergroundradio.com. And lastly, you know, the home website you can go to is NikkiRichShow.com. You can check us out there. But we're going to take a quick break. I see we got our guests. We're going to bring them in. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to play Miss Egypt. And this is Throwaway King. Mad at me again. Did you have fun? All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. Call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. It's that time. Our special guests are in the house, and we welcome everybody, the listeners, to tell your friends, you know, tell your family that the Nikki Rich Show is on. And we got amazing authors here to inspire us all today. And we got and want to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, we welcome these ladies back, author Nicole Martin and author Charnell Williams. And they're going to be talking about A Mother's Nightmare. With no further ado, we would like to welcome our special guest here today, Author Nicole Martin and Author Charnell Williams. Welcome. How y'all ladies doing?
Hello. How you doing?
We're good. Good.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
How are everybody doing?
Having a happy Saturday. Yes. Now tell everybody a little bit about yourself, starting with you, Author Charnell Williams. Tell us where you're based out of and just a little bit about yourself.
Okay. My name is Author Charnell, currently from Newark, New Jersey, but at this time I'm living in PA, that's Pennsylvania, for those who don't know. And that's it. I wrote my first book, What Do A Mother Do? It's based on my son battling leukemia. He passed away at the age of 12. So go ahead, Nicole.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nicole Martin. I live in Baltimore, Maryland, and I'm a author. I have 4 books out. 2 of them are part of an anthology, and I'm here today to promote our new anthology, A Mother's Worst Nightmare, Read Our Story, Share Our Angels, which is a nonfiction novel that me and Charnell put together to share with the world about, you know, just the loss of a child and coping skills and things like that.
Awesome. Now, how did you ladies decide to come together and collaborate on this project?
Well, I don't like to say. Go ahead, Nicole.
Well, I was going to say, Charnell had actually approached me about being a part of this project. She was actually looking for several authors to come together that she knew had lost a child and collaborate in getting a book, you know, written down just to inspire and help others out there that's dealing with and, you know, trying to cope with losing a child. And when she asked me to be a part of it, I was very honored, and I immediately accepted, even though I was kind of like, you know, a little skeptical at first, because I knew that having to write the story, I would actually have to relive those events. But I'm glad I took part of it.
Thank you, Nicole.
And you know, I know just say since you've taken that step, you're bringing awareness. Different stars, celebrities, they're showing love. Tell everybody a little bit about the people who are giving you the feedback on, whether it's social media, whether it's just a rave review. I know you've been getting a lot of feedback from celebrities as well.
Yes, we have. I mean, we have been promoting and promoting. And Charnell, tell them about them celebrities that's been retweeting us and, you know, contacting us. It's been amazing. I mean, the book has only been out for a good 2-3 weeks.
And we've been having a lot of feedback. And I just want to thank everybody who's given us the support at this time, because we really do need a lot of support. And I just want to thank everybody. But we've been having celebrities, like, on Twitter, like, retweet and, you know, pick our story as a favorite. So I'm enjoying it. Nicole, I don't know about you, but I'm happy.
I'm happy, too, especially when I see names like Russell Simmons and Tamika Raymond and, you know, names like that.
Maybach.
Right, Maybach.
Oh, wait, wait. Rosie Perez, okay?
Yep.
And that is a blessing, you know? I mean, just to have people out there that support the movement and even just taking one tweet, you know, is going out to thousands. That's the thing, and that's the power of social media these days, you know? It's going out to thousands and millions and just globally, like, and it's saved. So, you know, that's pretty amazing. And that lets you know you're doing the right thing, you're on the right path, because people support the movement, and they don't even know you.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
And it's amazing,
and
because
that's how it is.
Right. And our book, it's like, you know, we don't want people to get the idea that our book is just a book to make you cry, because it's not. It's a very inspirational book. I mean, we've gotten some great feedback about it, and you know that it's the book is to inspire people who've gone through it, to let them know that you know, time heals all wounds, and you do get past it. Of course, you'll never totally, you know, heal, and you'll think about your child every single day, you know. But it's just inspirational for people who need it.
Yeah, because our book is for me. Like, I had a writer write to me on Facebook and said it made her laugh, it made her cry, you know, so it'll do all that. You can laugh, you can smile, you can cry, you can be like, what? You know, it makes you do a lot of stuff once you read our book. It's not just sad and crying.
Right.
Well, that's good, you know, and I want to definitely give out a shout out to all the tweeters right now that's on our social media, from Cali Fresh, Showing Love, a lot of people that's tuning in right now just showing love on the social media. I tell you, you know, it's the key right now. But,
yes,
thank
it
you
really
everybody
is.
That's listening. And this Saturday morning, we're live, we're refreshed, and, you know, we're working.
Right.
We're working. But it's truly amazing that you ladies have come together and create something, like you said, that's inspirational. Now, with all the feedback, like I'm going back to again, everybody, I don't know if they know this, but this week, y'all received 5 stars. Wow.
Right. Everybody clap.
Yes, we have been receiving all 5-star reviews. Not, you know, it's really been amazing.
Right.
I mean, what is the feeling like? I mean, because this is truly just to take the time out, because it's not easy to write. You know, you got to sit there, you got to think about it, you got to come up with a theme, the cover. Everything.
You know what, Nikki? Our book, we ain't had to think about nothing, because we already done went through everything. All we had to do was put it on paper. You understand what I'm saying?
That's
so
it.
We ain't had to think. I didn't have to think. I can't speak for Nicole. I just relived everything day by day. What happened this day, what happened that day, and I put it on paper.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't really like how we was writing like a fiction novel or something. This is like a real nonfiction novel that really, really happened.
Exactly.
And for me too, it's like Sweet Chanel, she has another book out too about her son, which, you know, it's all her book that she wrote the whole story about her book, about her son, I'm sorry. And this was actually my first time writing about, you know, my experience, and it's still kind of fresh. My daughter, she passed away 3 years ago from a seizure disorder. She had epilepsy. And she passed away at the age of 12 on June 24th, 2010. So, you know, it's only been 3 years now. And I was, like I said, I was kind of skeptical about writing it because I knew I would have to relive it. But I'm so, so happy I did. And I just feel so blessed and honored and, you know, just seeing all the support that we've been getting from this project. And I thank God that Chanel came to me and, you know, included me in this project.
Is it kind of like a therapy? a little bit, you know, just writing it out. It's been like therapy, you know, when you're able to get it out and just put it on that paper.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it was like therapy.
It was like therapy
for both of us. But, Nikki, for this, I think more therapy we had, like when we get on our phone conference and Nicole can tell us how she really feels because I done went through it with her, so I know how I feel to lose a child. Like, we can talk to each other about it, and I think that's more therapy to us, like talking to somebody who knows and went through what you went through. To me, that's more therapy.
Yeah.
Right, and it was therapy for me as well. I mean, you know, Charnel was that she, you know, we started off actually with we were going to have four different stories in a book, and in the end, it wound up being me and Charnel, and it was like, you know, it was emotional. It's a very emotional thing to actually get it, you know, during the work and getting it done, but the finished project. I mean, when we just talked about this and just holding that book in our hand, it just felt awesome. It was all worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Wow. And you know, everybody, you know, God put the people in place to make it happen. And not only that, you know, it was you two ladies. It was the reason why you came together.
Right.
And look what happened.
Right.
And look where you are today. 5-star reviews, you know, you got the novel out, everybody. I mean, the thing about it is not only you have your novel out, you're getting feedback, and you want that feedback to know. It kind of motivates you, you know.
It does.
You know, okay, we're going the right way, we're in the right way, we're working.
Yes. And you know what, Nikki? I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Charnel and I have never met in person.
Right.
Wow.
So this was all brought together through social media and God. I should have said God
right.
first. Social media.
Yep. You
got
to love it. And you don't know what will happen. You know, a lot of people, they have their views with social media or their thoughts, you know, oh, you can't, because a lot of times you can't trust or what have you, you know. But, you know, as long as you have faith, you're living right, the right people are going to come in your path, everything will happen, you know, the way
right.
it's supposed to happen. Because you know what?
Yeah.
Sometimes we try to make things happen. And when we try to make things happen, guess what?
Mm-mm.
It don't always work out. Sometimes it works the way you want it to, but it doesn't always work. It doesn't always work out right.
Right.
And yes. And we are an awesome team. We have so much coming up, like so much to look forward to in our future. And you know, we've already been getting requests to speak and do book signings and things like that. So we have a lot of things in the making right now. So this is like
right.
the beginning, and it just feels so wonderful.
For
Baltimore, we have an event coming up on November the 2nd, and it's going to be a book signing at it's a community center, and they're going to host a let us host a book signing there. We have another one coming up at Expressions Bookstore, same day. And then I'm actually going to have a book release party that night for this project. And what we're going to do is, since me and Charnel both live in two separate states, Charnel's going to have a book signing, book release party there where she lives, and I'm going to come up and finally get to meet her and, you know, we're going to party together at our book release party. And
look, talk about more stories. And more stories. And now, do you see you guys writing other books in the future, I would say, together? Or, you know, just not making it a one-time thing here?
We ain't talk about it, but
I would like to do another book with Nicole. I don't know what it'll be about, but I don't know. Yeah. But
because see, most of my books, this is. Go ahead, Chanel.
Good. No, good, Nicole.
No, I was gonna say most of my books that I have out already are urban fiction, and this was actually my first time writing a nonfiction book. So,
okay.
And I'm not sure if Charnel is into the urban fiction genre.
I don't know. I never wrote one before, so you know, that was my first book, What Do Your Mother Do, and that was a nonfiction, and this book a nonfiction. I probably wouldn't know where to start at, Nicole.
And speaking of what do our mothers do, you know, tell them a little bit about that one as well. I know, Ms. Charnel, you came on the show and told us about it. Tell everybody a little bit about it, the people who are new today.
Tell the people about what, my old book or the book me and Nicole were
doing? Yeah, your old one as well.
What the Way Mothers Do is basically about my son. He passed away at the age of 12, the same as Nicole's daughter. Both our kids passed away at the age of 12. And from leukemia, he passed away 6 months and 2 days after his birthday. So I wrote this story because I kept a journal on him in a hospital, like where he was going through the days. He wasn't feeling good today. You know, ups and down days. And then I just turned it in. A nurse told me, "Want all that paper, all that stuff you write, and won't you just put a book after my son, you know, funeral after he passed away?" She was like, "Won't you put that into a book?" I said, "A book?" She was like, "Yeah, let's, you know, you might help somebody else." Because, you know, at that time, Nikki, I thought I was the only one going through that. You understand what I'm saying? You be alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this book we got out now, Mother Worst Nightmare, you know, it's dedicated to people to let them know that you are not alone. You know, somebody
don't
went
like
through,
or
somebody
done
been through
what
you going through. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's like an extension from that, and you know, you're coming together, and you both kind of have some similarities, so you can kind of relate, you know.
Yeah.
As well.
We got a lot of similarities, so we can relate. We can relate because at one thing, our kids passed away. So that's a relate right there. No matter what disease or what type of passed away, our child passed away. So we can relate really on that page.
That's real. That is so real. And I know, like you said, that you're going to be attending book signings as well as speaking. And now to all the listeners out there that's tuned in, what words of encouragement or inspiration that you would like to share with the listeners, you know, far as from an author's standpoint, from a mother's standpoint, you know, just I would say for someone, you know, so many people that's out there that's also lost a child and there's some that can't relate. So what words can you share with the listeners right now?
For me, I would say just to never let go of your dreams. Just follow your dreams and, you know, don't let anything or anyone discourage you. Just, you know, just believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, no one else will. And for that mother out there who, you know, may have lost a child recently or, you know, have lost a child before, you know, time heals all wounds and it's not an easy road. Just, you know, don't kind of go into a shell. Just, you know, surround yourself with positive people, people you care about, family, friends. Talk about it, and it will get better with time.
It will. It'll get better.
And I agree with Nicole. You got to, as far as an author, you don't take no for an answer. And I got that from Tyler Perry. Don't take no for an answer. You got to keep following your dreams. You got somebody, one door closed, the next door open. So two people might tell you no. The third person might say yes. So, you know, don't take no. Just keep on going. Don't, you know, because some people take no as a, well, maybe I can't do it. You know, no, just because that person said no, that don't mean the next couple of people going to say no. So keep following your dream. As far as a mother, If you got this instant that your child is sick, don't take no from the doctor either. Push the doctor to do more tests. And you read my book, you would see that I had to make the doctor test my son all over again. So you got to push him to take one more test. If you feel there's something wrong with your child and your doctor's saying, no, your child okay, no. No, the child ain't okay because you feel you got that motherly instinct. You got to, you know, make your doctor do more or go to another doctor that will.
That's real. Now, in case anybody wanted to go purchase a novel, learn more about you ladies, where could they go to?
They could actually purchase the novel on Amazon.com. It's available on Smashwords. It'll also be available on Barnes & Noble in a matter of a day or two. So we're working on that as well. This is Nicole. I have three other novels out, and that's Love in the Attic, Poison, and Almighty Dollar. And Mother's Worst Nightmare is my newest novel and my first nonfiction novel. You can reach me on Facebook, author Nicole Martin. You can reach me on Instagram and Twitter, @_NikkiNicole.
Okay,
right.
This is Charnell. This is Charnell. As y'all know, I got my first book out, nonfiction, whatdoamotherdo.com. Oh, excuse me, I'm giving out my website. But, yeah, whatdoamotherdo.com, and my book is called What Do A Mother Do? You can go to my website. You can friend me on Facebook. That's Facebook/CharnellW. Twitter is @AuthorCharnell. And just check out my website. You can check out, like Nicole said, A Mother's Worst Nightmare, Read Our Story, Share Our Angels. It's going to be all over the internet. So whatever bookstore pretty soon you'll be clicking on, you, they're going to come up. Right, Nicole?
Yep, it sure will. Yep, in a matter of
days. And it's on paperback, too. So for y'all who keep inboxing me on Facebook, asking me is it on, yes, it is on paperback. I know some people still want to, you know, feel that cover. They don't want to do it
on the e-book.
They still want that cover on their bookshelf. So, yes, you still can get it on paperback.
Exactly. So, you know, you can get it, and guess what? You come to the book sign, and they'll sign it as well.
Yeah.
Right. Nikki, we having two book release party, and we giving you an invitation to one of them. So you're going to have to make one of them, Nikki.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it on air. You hear me, Nicole? Backing me up, Nicole.
Yeah, that's right.
So this is a special invitation, Nikki, from me and Nicole for you to attend one of our book signings, whether it's going to be in Maryland or in Jersey, okay?
Yes, because we'll both
be
there.
And let everybody know when they're taking place, too.
My book signing is actually going to take place in Baltimore, Maryland. Right now, it's tentatively at the VFW post. We're still getting the arrangements together, but it is going to be on November the 2nd.
Okay.
And I'll post all the details on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. All the details will be posted.
And Nikki, mine is going to be in, I don't know, I didn't find a venue yet. I'm still looking for the right, you know, the right venue. So I want to make Nicole feel home. I can't get no, you know. They got to be nice in the cold. So I'm looking for a nice day. I'm still looking. I'm still looking, but I think it's going to be in Jersey. So
okay.
And it's going to be in December. I know it's going to be in December, and I will post it. When I get all my paperwork done in the venue, I'm going to post everything on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, I'm just so excited for you, your movement, and what's to come, and In 2013 as well as 14, you know, it's happening. I see the growth. I say we had to get you ladies back on, and I love it every time you come on. And, you know, it's all about you guys, and that's why we're here. And we want everybody to know about Arthur, Charnell, and Nicole. You know, we want them to know your grind and just how you're working. You know, reaching people that wouldn't normally know about Arthur Charnell or Arthur Nicole. You know, we want the world to know because they need to know. It's time, you know. And that's why we're here today. You got something new And ever since then, we've really been making that happen, you know?
Yes.
Right. Yes.
It's really happening. And, you know, ladies, I'm not sure if you know this, but, again, you can listen to the Nikki Rich Show on the TuneIn app. You can also listen to us on iTunes. And you know they got the new iTunes Radio, so pretty cool, you know? So,
yes, yes, I love it.
Yeah, it's so much. It's so much right now, you know, that everybody can listen to on air, you know, and it's so many ways. And, you know, you got to think outside your box. That's why I tell people, you know, from the artist standpoint, you know, you're not just thinking, like, oh, I want to just be in D.C. and Maryland. You know, you're reaching the masses because look at how you ladies, one is in Maryland and the other is in New Jersey. So look at how you're bringing two huge states, you know, you're building your fan base. I mean, I love it. I love it. That collaboration is amazing.
Yeah, and our publishing company, our publishing company is actually working on getting us in the iTunes store, too, as an app. For
okay,
an app
now.
That we'll be able to download. Yep. So we're
okay,
working on that
now.
As well.
Look, it's to come up.
Yeah.
And like you say, you just got to have faith, you know, just believe, you know, that whatever you're doing, you know, it's going to happen. And you stay focused. We all have things that we go through, but it doesn't mean that you have to sit down and dwell on them. Why dwell on them? You just keep it moving. You know, things going to happen. Even if things
right.
piling up on you all at once, it's going to happen. Sometimes it's just out of your control, but guess what? It's not going to stop you from doing what you love. You got to keep going and making
right.
it happen. And ladies, I right. thank you for being our guest today. I have so enjoyed this, and you know, it's just been pleasant, and I love hearing about your projects and so much more.
Thank
yes.
you, Nikki,
thank you
for
having
us.
Yes,
and
it's really an honor.
Any last words? Any last words, anybody?
Go ahead, Chanel. I just want to let everybody to go pick up our book. Download it, you know, purchase it. No, it's not in stores yet. You see how I say yet. It's not in stores yet. But you can go online and you can purchase it. The paperback is called A Mother's Worst Nightmare, Read Our Story, Share Our Angels, written by Nicole Martin and Arthur Chanel Williams. Oh, excuse me, Arthur Nicole. And please just go out and show us your support. And then please leave a comment, a review. We love reviews. So when you purchase it, could you please go back and leave a review, good or bad? I don't care. I take the negatives with the good. Whatever.
Yeah,
just leave a review.
Me too. Me too.
Exactly.
And even if you know someone out there, yes, even if you know someone out there who our book can benefit, you know, just pass the word to them and then let them know, you know, hey, it's a book that I think you might, you know, get some joy out of or benefit from, and just let them know that our book is available, because that was our primary purpose is to help others.
Right. Right.
Well, that is real, and you know, it's been amazing today. You know, it's Saturday Morning Mix, but we play the best of our music, and we have the best guests here, and when we got some more music we're going to be displaying in a few as well. But we just, again, once again, thank you, ladies, for coming through.
Thank you.
Arthur Charnel and Miss Nicole Martin. Y'all got to go check them out. Thank you again, ladies. Much love to you. And right now, you know, we're leaving with amazing ladies, and I always say, pretty girls rock, and they do. And these ladies here, they rock. So
it's a little bit scary. Boys wanna marry. Looking at my dairy. Yeah, you can stare, but if you touch it, I'm a fairy. Pretty as a picture, sweeter than a sister. Mad cause I'm cuter than the girl that's with you. I don't gotta talk about it, baby, you can see it. But if you want, I'll be happy to repeat it. My name is Carrie.
If you're looking for me, you can catch me. Camera flashing, said he turned his head just as soon as I passed him. Girl, think I'm conceited because I know I'm attractive. Don't worry about what I think, why don't you ask him? Get some stuff together, don't hate.
Never do it.
Jealousy's the ugliest trait.
Don't ever do it.
I can talk about it because I know that I'm pretty. And if you know it too, then ladies, sing it with me.
This is Dan Brown, the barber, representing BarberLife.com, that Team Exotics Exodus Barbershop. Get a cut, get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
Stop the presses. Arthur Andrea Clinton has done it again. Niece of the legendary George Clinton of Parliament Funkadelic has brought us her second novel in the Life Knows No Bounds series. A blessing and a curse is what Malika deems her gift of visions of the future. But to women on the outside looking in, Malika got it going on. A handsome, successful husband, obedient kids, an art career. Who would ask for more? But then her gift of sight warns her of her husband's desire to leave her. Malika can't figure out what's gone wrong, but a needed vacation and a tall, dark, and wealthy admirer inspire her newfound strength. But to what detrimental end? Andrea Clinton once again takes us on a roller coaster ride full of drama, mystery, and suspenseful twists in A Blessing and a Curse, her new novel. Purchase your copy of A Blessing and a Curse and Andrea's other books, One Who Loves You More and Red Dollar, on Amazon.com and anywhere books are sold. Pick up your copy today.
All right, you're listening to the hottest
Nikki Rich.
Now the hottest show on the internet. The Nikki Rich Show.
Welcome back. You were just listening to our special guest today. We got author Sharnell Williams and author Nicole Martin. Wow. It's that Saturday morning mix. We've been getting it in this early, and I love it. I love it. I love that we can come together, be inspired, be motivated with amazing music, amazing entrepreneurs, and so much more. We're going to take out the time right now to go. We're going to play some hot new music from artists across the globe. We got The Well, and we got The Robotic Love. You're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show.
One look, one look, one look turns me into your obsession. I program in your love, breathe in all your affection. Inject me one more time. Wanna be the
you bring me alive.
focus on you, baby. Like a vulture on its prey. No pain, got everything to gain. Robotic love, there's no delay.
Activate me, you wanna make me. Give you my love, it's on, can never break me. No faking, so amazing, so amazing. Feeling so amazing. Get me up, fill me with life. Turn me on, we can escape tonight. No matter if it's wrong or right. If it's wrong or right, I'ma make it for you.
Nikki Rich Show. You already know. That was Dwell. What? That was none other than Robotic Love. Yes. And, you know, we would like to thank all the listeners, supporters, all the retweets from everybody showing love to our guest today. Be sure and learn more about the Nikki Rich Show by email us, NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. We will get back with you. Also go to NikkiRichShow.com and check us out. And we're going to wind things down here today. We thank you all for all your support. We thank you for just, you know, backing us up here at the Nikki Rich Show and sharing with us your stories. It means a lot because I tell you, you know, we cannot do it without you guys. And right now, it's happening. It's happening for us, and we're so blessed. And it's a blessing, and I just want to thank God, you know, for all that he has done, just having this platform, you know, giving me the ability to create such an amazing platform that others, you know, can be heard. It's not about me. It's about you guys, and God is using me to get the word out, and we're going to reach everybody. We're going to reach everybody. So thank you, Lord, for just, you know, allowing us to have the Nikki Rich Show. And we just thank you guys, and we end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless. God bless you all. God bless.
Nikki Rich.
Hot show on the internet. The Nikki Rich Show.